This week's parsha, Parshas Behar, begins with the pasuk "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai leimar." And Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, saying, and then it continues to give us all the halachas of shmita, the halachas of letting the land lay fallow for the seventh year, every seventh year. And the question is, usually it just says "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimar." Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying. So what is the Har Sinai here? Why does it have to say the words Har Sinai? Rashi famously asks, "Ma inyan shmita l'inyan Har Sinai?" What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? V'haloi kol ha-mitzvos namur mi-Sinai. All the mitzvos were said by Sinai. But it's coming to teach us that, like by Shemitah, all the rules and the diktukim, everything was said by Sinai. So too, we should know that all the mitzvos were also given with all the details by Har Sinai. So just to explain the question a little bit further, what Rashi is asking is that why does it have to tell us Har Sinai? If we look in Sefer Devarim, where many of the mitzvahs are repeated, we see that the mitzvah Shemitah is not repeated in Sefer Devarim. So these words Har Sinai are unnecessary because we would pick it up on our own that mitzvah Shemitah was given by Har Sinai. So it's coming to teach us that there are some mitzvahs that the details were repeated in Sefer Devarim right before they came into Eretz Yisrael. We shouldn't think that it was the first time that it was told to us, or that the details were just added at the end of the 40 years. But just like the mitzvahs of Shemitah, which we only find by Har Sinai, were all given by Har Sinai, so too all the other mitzvahs happened. Some of it was repeated by the fields of Moav, but we shouldn't think that that's the first time they were given. But just like Shemitah is given in all of its details by Har Sinai, so too all the mitzvahs. The question is, Shemitah is not the only one that we don't see repeated in Arvas Moav. So why was Shemitah chosen as the representative example of this concept? Why is it Shemitah that's a specific mitzvah that was chosen to teach us this lesson? When Klal Yisrael get to Har Sinai, Rashi speaks about, it says, "Vayichan Shem Yisrael neged ha-har," that Klal Yisrael came and camped by the mountain. And famously, why Vayichan? Why in singular form? And the answer is, they were like ki'ish echad, belev echad. They were like one man with a single purpose. It's interesting because we have two ways of speaking about a group of people uniting. When Paro was chasing after the Jews, it says that Klal Yisrael lifted up their eyes, v'hine Mitzrayim noisea achareihem, and Mitzrayim is running after them. But the word noisea is also written in singular form, not nosim achareihem, but noisea achareihem. And there Rashi says, noisea achareihem, belev echad ki ish echad, with one heart like one man. One heart, meaning they had a single purpose and a single man. So the first way that people get together, and this is the way the Mitzrayim get together, is when a disparate set of people join because they have a single purpose. And they can all join together for the purpose of that single goal that they have. Once the goal is accomplished, they separate, they divide. For example, many examples in history, but Russia, America, and England all work together to get rid of Germany, to get rid of Hitler, Yimach Shemo, during World War II. And as soon as the war was over, they started their own war again, meaning they hadn't joined together. They joined together to fight their common enemy. That's a lev echad, one purpose, ki ish echad, and therefore we get together like a single man. But by Klal Yisrael, by Har Sinai, it doesn't say belev echad, ki ish echad. It says ki ish echad, belev echad. They united together and merged their identities into a one. And once they are one, there will be many common purposes to fulfill the desires of that oneness. And that's what happened by Har Sinai. They became one people, one nation. A body doesn't get jealous. People, parts of a body don't get jealous of other parts of the body. The hands don't get jealous when the stomach gets fed, saying, how come only the stomach got fed? We're one person. So therefore, we have one common goal, we're one united whole, and I'm not jealous of other people. And this is how Klal Yisrael received the Torah. And honestly, this is what we are heading towards with our counting of Sefiras HaOmer, is trying to get to a place where we feel that achdus. The biggest challenge of keeping the mitzvah of Shemitah is that of letting others come into your field and take whatever they want. The Medrash Tanchuma on this week's parsha describes that people who violate Shemitah, people who profit from selling the fruits in their field instead of letting anyone comes, it calls them people who have an ayin hara, meaning that instead of feeling like we're one big family and we should all take care of each other and my land is your land and my fruit is your fruit and my produce is your produce, these people say, no, this is my land. Why should I share it with you? Shemitah comes to help us become that united whole again. It's one of the mitzvahs where we can feel that unity that we had by Har Sinai. Unfortunately, Rashi, in next week's parsha, says that not one single Shemitah was observed properly once the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. It says that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash lasted 70 years, and if you make the calculation of how many years they were in Eretz Yisrael and how many Shemitahs they should have kept once they finished the dividing of the land, there were 70 Shemitahs that they should have kept. They did not keep 70 Shemitahs, and therefore they were out of the land for 70 years. That was the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash, we know, was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, meaning that we were not able to pull together as a nation. And this is the problem. This is the reason that Shemitah is the representation of what was given by Har Sinai, because Shemitah says, I'm coming to reaffirm that Midah that you had by Har Sinai, you need to get there again. So that's perhaps one of the reasons why it was chosen as the representative mitzvah. And if we want to get back to Eretz Yisrael, and if we want to get back to that Geula, it's to get back to that Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. It's also interesting that in this week's parsha we have the chiyuv of V'chi Yamucha Achicha. Your brother starts to get poor, and he loses his ability to support himself in the community. You have to hold on to him. You have to take care of him. This is one of the primary messages of this week's parsha. It is the primary message of the time that we're living in, the time period of Sfiras HaOmer, where we are working towards that unity. And as we continue to climb and to work on these midos of getting together, Meretz Hashem, we should be zoicha to get to that ki ish echad, belev echad.